We begin Tisha B'Av every year with the haunting words of Megillat Eicha, Eicha Yashva Vadat. How did the city, which was once teeming with life and with happiness, how is it now the way that it is in mourning, alone? But Chazal, in Eicha Rabba, the opening passages of the Psichtot, note that this word Eicha, this word of how could it be, appears at least two other times in Tanakh. And the Midrash suggests that in order to understand the experience of Tisha B'Av, we need to understand the Eicha that preceded the Eicha of the Megillah. So the first time it appears is Moshe. Moshe, when discussing the difficulties he had in leading the Jews and judging them alone, says, Eicha Selevadi, how can I judge them by myself? How can I carry them by myself? Yeshayahu, when describing the sins of the Jewish people that it would eventually lead to the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, says, Eicha Hayta Lezona, how could it be that the Jewish people become like a prostitute? And then Yirmiyahu, when talking about the destruction of Yerushalayim, says, Eicha Yashva Vadad. So the Midrash says that this is like the Mashal is to someone who sees someone in three different stages. One, Bishalvata, once in their peace, once when they were beginning to misbehave, and then once in their disgrace. Moshe saw the Jewish people when they were still Bichvodam or Bishalvata, they were still in peace and happiness. The only problem he had was Echasa Levadi Darchachem. They were just numerous and they had numerous requests, so it was difficult for him. Yeshayahu begins to see their sins, and then Yirmiyahu sees their destruction and their disgrace. The Alshich, in commenting on this Midrash, notes that there's really three levels of mourning that one can have. One can mourn for their own situation, one can mourn for the situation or the disgrace that God sees, and one can mourn for the downfall of other people. And he says, really, what Chazal are telling you is that there were these three stages. When Moshe was complaining, the Jews hadn't yet sinned, but the seeds were there of the difficulties that would arise. They were a cantankerous people, so they weren't yet sinning, not sinning too much. But it was just enough that Moshe said on a personal level, he felt the beginnings of the problems, and it was difficult for him to deal with the Jews. Sure, they were sinning a little bit, but it hadn't yet manifested itself in its full form, so he was mourning, not mourning quite yet, but he was complaining about his personal problems with the Jewish people. Then Yeshayahu sees them as they're sinning, but they aren't yet being punished, so they aren't yet in mourning. So he says, how could it be, Hayta Lezona, how could it be that God now has to suffer his people sinning? And the problems that began in their very, very beginning stages with Moshe and then were exacerbated and led to the sins in their full form in the time of Yeshayahu. In the time of Yirmiyahu, Hashem has to punish them, and Yirmiyahu now mourns for the people who now have to reap the deserts, have to be punished for all that began with Moshe and then manifested itself fully under Yeshayahu, and now they're being punished for under Yirmiyahu. And so Chazal are asking us to understand that the process of Eicha begins with a small little deviation in the time of Moshe, with our sins in the time of Yeshayahu, and that's what led to the disgrace in the time of Yirmiyahu. But just a few paragraphs later in the Midrash notes that this is actually not the third time Eicha is used, but in a certain sense it's the fourth. Because that same spelling of Aleph Yud Chof Hey spells another word, Ayeka. That Hashem, all the way at the beginning of humankind, when Adam makes that original sin and eats from the fruit in Gan Eden and then hides from God in disgrace, Hashem looks for him and says, Ayeka. Now in Hebrew there are two ways of saying where. One is Eifo, which is informational. Where, if I want to find something, where do I go? Ayeh is why aren't you here? And Hashem sees that Adam has distanced himself from God and that he is no longer present with God. So he says, Ayeka, where are you? And the Midrash connects Eicha to that original moment of Ayeka. So the truth is that if you want to understand Tisha B'Av, you have to go all the way back to the beginning and realize That really all of the sins stem from a single point, and that is that when we sin, we create a distance between us and God, and we're no longer present in our relationship with God. And it's that question of Ayeka, why have you distanced yourself from me? Why are you not where you're supposed to be? That leads to the beginnings of problems in the time of Adam, in the time of Moshe, in the time of Yeshayahu, and then eventually to the distance in Yirmiyahu. And therefore the Midrash notes that if you want to see the seeds of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, it actually begins with Adam HaRishon, and we go through the same process. We sin, and we're kicked out of the home God had created for us, whether it be Gan Eden, or it be Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Beit HaMikdash. And therefore, when you connect Ayeka and the three Eichas, what the Midrash is telling you is that what we're really mourning is the fact that we allowed ourselves to become distant from God, to breach that relationship with God. And that's what's really led to all our problems. That first moment where we distanced ourselves from our basic interaction with God, conversation with God. And he had to ask, where have you gone? The fact that we were not with God, that we distanced ourselves, led to all the problems and culminates with that tragic cry of Echa Yashva Vadad, where we, like Adam, are kicked out of God's presence, because that beginning of the severing of the relationship, of the distance from God, leads to a manifestation in its fullest form on Tisha B'Av, where God says, I can't have you in my home anymore. I can't live with you in the same place, in the Beit HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Chazal asks you that if you want to understand the tragedy of Tisha B'Av, to not just look at the narrow moment of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, but recognize that it all starts with the seeds of severing our relationship with God, and that it manifests itself throughout history with Adam, with Moshe, with Yeshayahu, and eventually Yirmiyahu. And Chazal are just asking you to look at the full historical perspective and understand the continuous tragedy that is represented on Tisha B'Av, and to try to fix not just the problems that led to Korban HaBayit, but the problems that have been inherent in the sin of humanity since day one, and try to rebuild that relationship and return to God, so we no longer have to ask either Ayeka or Eicha.